Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, the Annunciation.
Mary has a real apprehension about what God is asking her to do. So that's the first thing I like to highlight, is that a lot of times when God calls us to do something, our first instinct is to say no. Our first instinct is to say, I can't do that. I'd be a fool to do that. I won't do that. I don't have the skills to do that. I'm not good enough. I'm too good. Whatever it is. So sometimes our first reaction to an opportunity that God presents us is a reaction of insecurity or is a reaction of hard-heartedness. And Mary repented of that. In the end, she said, let it be unto me according to your will. She said, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Humility, real life humility, not false humility, but real life humility takes great courage. It takes both courage and humility to say yes to God, to open our hearts to Him. So I think that's the first message of today's feast day, is that we need to take courage and humility. We need to allow ourselves to say yes to God. Yes to forgiveness. Yes to generosity. Yes to prayer. Yes to fasting. Yes to Scripture. Even though, if we're honest with ourselves, many times we're apprehensive about following the word of the Lord, we need to be humble and courageous in following the Lord. So that's number one. Number two, when you look at the icon again, you see that the Virgin typically is holding a red spool of thread. The Byzantines used to talk about the formation of the human body inside of the womb as weaving on a loom, womb and loom. The Virgin was weaving the body of Christ. And so when we see the Virgin, we always see her with Christ. Sometimes you see her with a spool of thread. That indicates that she is weaving the body of Christ. And this is the moment of conception. This is the moment when God the Logos becomes Jesus Christ the human being. This is when the pregnancy begins. This is when He is conceived in the womb of Mary, with the descent of the Holy Spirit, the word of the angel, and the consent of the Virgin. Christ is conceived. That's why the Greeks had the revolution on this day, right? Because the conception of Christ is the freedom of the, it's the initiation of the freedom of the human race from sin. So when the Greeks began to struggle for independence, they wanted freedom, and they wanted their freedom to be blessed by God. So they went to the author of freedom. They went to the day that marks the beginning of freedom to begin their freedom. Right? But it's important for us to remember that this is the day when the Lord is conceived, when what we're really commemorating is the liberation of the human race, the beginning of the revolution against sin. That's really what we're doing. And then the third thing that I like to highlight, not about this feast, but about the Virgin Mary, is what a powerful intercessor she is. And in our prayers, in our spiritual disposition, we should always be looking to Mary as example and as advocate. As example and as advocate. There was a big debate when I was at seminary about whether or not we say, Most Holy Theotokos, save us, or Most Holy Theotokos, intercede for us. And I remember one of the professors said, it's okay to say, save us. And I said, why? He says, it's an expression. Basically, what you're saying is, talk to him for me. And she's both our mother and his mother. So she has great love for us and great influence with God. Right? But she also cares for us as deeply as she cares for him. Through her birth giving of Christ, she becomes the mother of the whole human race. So we go to Mary as an example, as a powerful intercessor. Thanks for coming out today. God bless each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.